United States.
The Senate. Crying over spilt milk. America's Dairyland is giving Democrats some heartburn.
It was once common for states to split their pair of senators between the two major parties. In 2010, there were 19 such states. Today, only three have true splits. In all three of those states, Ohio, Montana, and Wisconsin, the Democrat-held seats are up for election in November, and all three could well be lost. John Tester faces an uphill re-election bid in Montana. In Ohio, Sherrod Brown, a third-time incumbent, must persuade a large share of Donald Trump voters to split their tickets, an increasingly rare phenomenon, if he is to remain in office. That leaves Tammy Baldwin, the twice-elected senator from Wisconsin, who is campaigning on the least Trumpy terrain of the three. That does not mean it will be easy. I live in a battleground state. I run in a battleground state. There's an old expression, run scared or run unopposed. And I am not unopposed, Ms. Baldwin says, sitting outside a coffee shop in Sheboygan, which the mayor informs your correspondent should be better known as the Malibu of the Midwest. Miss Baldwin is a consummately Midwestern nice politician. She prides herself on showing up in rural parts of the state that other Democrats neglect and pushing for policies that ought to endear her to them. I consider myself the Buy America champion of the United States Senate, she proclaims. Ms. Baldwin says she was honored to receive the endorsement of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the first Democrat to do so in 20 years, for, among other things, picking fights with the Biden administration over plant-based products that pretend to be milk when they're not. Wisconsin produces a quarter of the cheese made in America. In other words, Ms. Baldwin is the kind of homespun Midwestern Democrat campaigners dream of, the kind with the best chance of swimming against the tide of inhospitality towards the party in rural America. And yet she is facing her tightest Senate race ever. After publishing a poll showing Ms. Baldwin leading by only 2 percentage points, the Cook Political Report with Amy Walter, a prominent election handicapper, downgraded her race to its toss-up category. Our own forecast model gives her better odds. Her campaign says its internal polling showed an equally tight race, though this is also a handy fundraising tactic. If Miss Baldwin loses her race, it does not just guarantee that Democrats lose control of the Senate, it almost certainly would imply that Mr. Trump has swept the presidential election away from Miss Harris. The reason for this, the same reason that split-ticket voting has declined along senatorial split pairs, is the ever-growing nationalization of state and local politics. It is not just polarization that Miss Baldwin must reckon with. Part of her trouble is the unexpected strength of her opponent Eric Hovey, a lushly mustachioed businessman who has not held public office before. When you're out there and you're talking to people every single day, you know what the concerns are. Economics number one and the border number two, says Mr. Hovey, speaking in the office of a newly opened apartment building in Racine on the shores of Lake Michigan. He explains voter discontent with the economy, despite aggregate America's outperformance of its peers, as a result of the very bifurcated economy and national growth as spurred by extreme deficit spending. If you look at the history of societies that have gone through debt crises, we're already hitting all the flashing red signals, he says. Mr. Hovey is an old-school Republican in more than just his choice of facial hair. He is wonkish, worried about deficits, regulations, and growth. He is one of a shrinking minority of American politicians willing to come out as largely a free trader. His biggest political misstep, other than owning a bank and a mansion in Laguna Beach, California, has been to defend the sensible policy of raising the retirement age for Social Security for young Americans. We're in a position where the day of reckoning is coming, he says. All that has lent the state Senate race a retro feel, with the same themes as the contest between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney in 2012. You will see plenty of cows in Ms. Baldwin's campaign advertisements. You will see comparatively few invocations of the attack on the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Polls show that Ms. Baldwin is running roughly 3 points ahead of Kamala Harris in the state. This provides a good cushion, says Charles Franklin, who runs the Marquette Law School poll, even in the face of another polling error in the state. In both 2020 and 2016, Democratic margins were overestimated by an astonishing 7 points. If he were the Harris campaign, though, Mr. Franklin says he would be pretty worried. It is easy to underrate support for Mr. Trump among the politically disengaged voters who are hard to reach. They certainly don't trust pollsters. They're not big fans of politics generally, but they're mobilized by Trump. That statement will cause painful flashbacks for Wisconsin Democrats. Talk to any of them for long enough, and you will eventually come to the subject of Hillary Clinton's decision to not campaign here, and the comeuppance she received when Mr. Trump won by 0.8 percentage points. When they do not neglect the state, Democrats can win, but only barely. In 2020, Joe Biden won it by 0.6 points. In 2024, a squeaking victory for Ms. Baldwin would probably mean a loss for Ms. Harris. For her part, Ms. Harris is determined not to repeat Mrs. Clinton's mistake. She has visited the state 5 times since July.